Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Okay, we have Alderman George Cardenas on the line here. He introduced that ordinance, just to review, to try to keep the Bears in the city by buying the team and then selling off shares to anyone who wants to be a shareholder, right, Alderman?
Listen, a lot of folks want to be shareholders for the Bears. They love the Bears. They want them to stay in Chicago. Look, it's a tall task, mind you, $4 billion, or they say, because it needs evaluation professionally to be done, but it's expensive. But, you know, what leads me to this conversation is the fact that over the last, I'd say, 25-odd years, the city's been paying some pretty outrageous bonds for that facility that they use, Soldiers Field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did it with the idea that we would be partners, that we would stay in this because for the benefit of not just the fans, but the city as a whole, we would be lockstep into that relationship. And obviously that's no longer the case. Is they're looking to move now with their high valuation. They probably think they could probably, you know, do better. And so that's a disservice. I mean, I think we should have locked in some agreements, and I have to look at that through this new arrangement that I'm working on.
Alderman Cardenas, I don't want to run out of time here. One of the things that is a big problem, and we talked about this on the show earlier, is that the NFL grandfathered the Green Bay just to be able to allow them to do this. No one else is allowed to do this. The city and the state would have to pass all kinds of new legislation. I mean, there are a lot of things that would have to happen for this to actually be reality. And besides the point, the McCaskies haven't even said that they would even want to sell the team. Why go this route?
Things are going to change. First of all, because the Bears could be gone, and I just want to have a conversation about that. And secondly, we're going to have an empty stadium that we would still be paying the bonds on, which would not be good for taxpayers. So, yeah, we would mobilize the state. We would mobilize Springfield, even Washington, to be able to change the rules, antitrust rules that I think prevents, such endeavors just like the one that I'm mentioning. So if it's good for Green Bay, why can't it be good for Chicago? That's all I'm saying. Every time we work on a project here in this city, the city usually ends up putting something in a skin in the game, if you will. Mm-hmm. The land, some TIF funding. We always are there for people and developers and businessmen to be able to improve the city. No different than the Bears. We just want more stability. We want to have the taxpayers protected, and that's what I'm trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, I agree that we it's a big problem that we're going to still be paying on a stadium that potentially would not even be used by the Bears anymore, and you'd be trying to figure out usage, what will go there to justify that cost.
That way, but it's going to be, and that's on us. And I'm saying is that let's have a conversation of how not that can happen again.
Right.
But if there is an opportunity for an expansion team,
Alderman,
that the NFL is going to have.
I know, yeah, you might want an expansion team. I hear you there. That is something worthy of discussion. But then why not go about it by just saying, we'll come up with something that would keep the Bears here? Is there nothing within the city, in your view?
There could be. But, if people want to see that transparent process of us engaging, and that's the way I think we can do it, there's land, the potential land that could be up for a new stadium. But what does that mean for taxpayers? And no more of this, you get to pay the bonds, and if we don't like it, you know, then we can up and leave. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. No, how do we protect taxpayers? And I'm not against the new stadium, but how do we get a revenue sharing agreement that not only protects the taxpayers, but also gives them a little bit of skin in the game, as I keep saying? Yes, we all want. We're going to get a casino, but we're going to generate revenue that's going to help us pay our liabilities and our obligations and the pensions. We want to do the same thing with the future of the Bears.
All right. I know you got to run. We do, too. Thank you, Alderman Cardenas, for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark Gannis is on the line here. He's got things to say about this proposed ordinance for the city to buy the Bears, for all of us to get opportunity to be shareholders for the Bears. I believe you called it ludicrous, Mark Gannis, and let me just introduce you properly. One of the top consultants in sports and sports marketing. I know you're based here in Chicago, but you've advised a number of NFL teams on stadiums and other matters. This is something that, I don't know, how does it strike you?
Well, I think I was being kind when I called it ludicrous.
Right.
It is. It's just a waste of time. It's a waste of effort. If there are members of the city council and the mayor's office who want to keep the Bears in the city limits of Chicago, they should get cracking on trying to build a new stadium for the team, rather than this kind of news media charade that they're going through. And let's be clear, if the Bears do go to Arlington Heights, as looks like it'll be the case, they're not leaving Chicagoland. They're just going to one of the northern suburbs. It's not like the Rams going from St. Louis to Los Angeles, or the Chargers going from San Diego to L.A., or the Raiders from Oakland to Las Vegas. It's just the suburbs. It's within the state, and it's within the region. So we see politicians use sports all over the country and in Washington to gain attention for themselves. And, Alderman Cardenas has done exactly that, hasn't he?
He has. I thought it was particularly interesting when he said the Bears are doing a terrible job at managing their team, as if city government gets high marks about everything they're doing right now. Alderman Cardenas, wake up, dude. You mentioned, it's not a big deal that they're moving, because they're not moving all that far away. It's not like they're going, like you said, to another city entirely. They're staying here. They're just going to make their home a campus that seems extremely suitable for what it is they're trying to do and what all sports teams need to do or want to do financially. It just makes sense. But I've heard from people like the Civic Federations, Lawrence Missall. I've heard from business leaders who came up pretty strongly, stronger than I thought, to say, you know what, we need to fight to keep the Bears in Chicago. They are very important to our economy and our identity, and they calculate it to be hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of even, having them here. So I think there's the financial argument that the city is looking at now and saying, wait a minute, why would we let this slip away? What I'm hearing from you is it may be too late.
No, what you're hearing from me is that if they want to go in that direction to keep the Bears in the city limits of Chicago, work on a plan to build a new stadium for the next number of generations within the city limits of Chicago. The idea of trying to buy the city, buy the team, sell shares is just a PR stunt. It is contrary to every rule the NFL has, and the other sports leagues as well, for that matter. It is the McCaskies have never indicated an interest that they want to sell the team. So this is just it's just blather. If they're serious, and by the way, I don't disagree with Lawrence Missall. If there is value to the city of having it within the city, there is this visual that happens when the Bears play, that where they show the views of beautiful downtown Chicago and the lakefront. So I absolutely agree with that. But the answer to that isn't something ludicrous. The answer to that is something practical. Work on trying to build a new stadium. You'll get there or you won't get there, but at least the effort is going in a direction that has some chance of success.
And you've advised NFL teams on stadiums. What would it take, do you think, to get the city to come? What plan could they possibly dream up that would be that enticing?
Well, the first thing is to find a site that works well. So you have to have quite a bit of contiguous land that can be used to build the stadium. And that is reasonably within infrastructure and that kind of thing. Second is that the public, there needs to be a public contribution. Now the question there is, what does the public contribution need to be? It's one of these things where if it costs, say, an extra half a billion to build in the city of Chicago versus Arlington Heights, that's where you start. Mm-hmm. And then you see what else the city can do procedurally to make it efficient and to give the Bears control over their own building. That's one of the big things you see coming out of this, why they're looking at Arlington Heights. The Bears are one of the very few teams in the NFL that don't have a very significant amount of control, if not total control, over the place in which they play. We see that just happened where the Bears tried to utilize the state law to have a gambling facility near the stadium, Soldier Field in this case. Mm-hmm. That's something that other teams are trying to do. Well, the Park District, which is the landlord, has to sign off on it, and they weren't even entertaining the idea. Now, if the Bears had their own building or had control over their own building, they would be able to do something like that. So that's an example of controlling your own destiny, controlling your own building, which is what most of the teams in the NFL do these days.
Yeah, you see these enormous entertainment complexes emerge, and the expense attached to them is huge, but it doesn't seem as if they're really reaching to taxpayers these days anymore to fund all of it or most of it anymore. Tell us about that trend.
Well, especially in the large markets, New York, Los Angeles, there has been a move away from public funding. The money can go into infrastructure, procedural assistance, things like that, but money into the stadium itself, generally not happening right now in the largest markets. You can do a tax increment financing also, where a portion of the increased tax created just by the project can go into it, but that doesn't take away from existing taxes and existing uses. In smaller markets, though, we still see public money being used. For example, in Buffalo right now, they're talking about a $1.4 billion stadium, with the state and the county coming up with most of that money. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the size of the market. Now, Chicago, obviously, being the third largest market in the NFL, would typically fall on the lower end of the public assistance spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain something to me, Mark? Someone who's advised on NFL stadiums in the past and held in very high regard in these matters. Why would the city have allowed for taxpayer money to be used to build a stadium that it falls short of a Super Bowl capacity? Why would that happen?
What a great question. You're talking about 25 years or so ago when the plan for the renovated Soldier Field was approved. If you remember back then, Anna, we were both here in Chicago, mm-hmm. Governor Edgar proposed something called McDome. He wanted to build a domed stadium that could be used to get Super Bowls, NCAA Final Fours, regionals, and would then be an additional building use for McCormick Place. That's why it was called McDome. But the politics didn't allow that to happen, because McDome is controlled by a city-state authority, and Soldier Field is controlled by the city and City Hall. Mm-hmm. So it was far better for City Hall, for $700 million of contracts to be given out in a city-owned building, than for $1.25 billion to go to a domed stadium where the state would have a lot of that control. It's the Chicago way, unfortunately. It was a bad idea. When Soldier Field was done, it was a bad idea, but it was the only one that could get done at that time.
How short-sighted. My gosh.
Yes,
and we're still paying on it. Is it a couple hundred million dollars that still are going to be paid, and the Bears could buy out for 80-some million, something like that?
That's right. That's right. And both are right. Short-sighted, but it's politics in Chicago. Anna, look, mm-hmm. You want to talk about sports facilities. Rahm Emanuel authorized the building of the Wintrust Arena. That building gets virtually no business. Why did they build it there? Why did they build it in the first place? It's just the way things happen here in Chicago sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, unexplainable and completely explainable in another way. Right? We know what this is about. You know, a lot of people asking about, hey, will the Packers do it? Maybe this isn't such a crazy idea. I know you understand the background with the Packers. Can you explain that part of it to us?
Sure. The Packers ownership goes back generations. We're talking about 50, 60, 70 years ago. And so when the NFL was virtually almost nothing. That's why they were playing in great cities like Green Bay and Decatur, where the Bears used to play, for example. It was really just a ragtag group, and they needed money to stay afloat. And so they got it from the public in this manner that became a publicly owned team with no specific owner. And that was just to keep it afloat 60 years ago or so. When the NFL came into its own in the 60s and the 70s, they grandfathered that form of ownership only for the Green Bay Packers. So all other ownership any kind of public ownership of any kind, even a public corporation, is completely disallowed by NFL rules, and for good reason. So, because the interests aren't what's good for the league, the interests aren't what's best for the team, but what's best for, quote, the community. Well, you know, if the community wants to do that, there are all sorts of businesses the community can be in, and it is. Things like the arts and museums and operas and things and public parks and things of that nature. They don't really get involved in owning sports teams, and as I said, for very good reason.
Mm-hmm. I saw the story yesterday just cross, which was interesting. It happened the same time Cardenas floated his ludicrous idea. It was from the Green Bay Packers saying we're going to put out $300 ownership shares, a rare issuance of more public shares. They're doing that to, I guess, pay for something new as an infrastructure project?
It's actually to put in about $250 million of upgrades to Lambeau Field, to their existing stadium and practice facilities. So that money is going just for that use. The NFL a number of years ago allowed the Packers to issue shares, and they still have, you know, maybe 40% of the shares that were authorized at the time that they haven't yet issued. But the shares are very restrictive. There's nothing you can do with them. You don't get any money from it. It's basically a souvenir. I don't know if they still give out stock certificates. I bought a couple of shares back when they were first done. And they were basically to put on your wall to show, hey, look, I have this beautiful stock certificate of the Green Bay Packers for Packers fans, or to gift to kids or to parents that are Packers fans. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing more than that. And effectively what the Packers are using it for is a user fee. They're going to their fans and they're saying, voluntarily, if you would like to give us $300 a share, we will put that money into making our facilities better so we can enhance the Green Bay Packers football team. That's basically what it is.
I thought it was a way for people to be able to brag. You're like, hey, you know, I own part of an NFL team. But you wouldn't do that, Mark. I just mean some people would. Some people would
well,
do that.
Actually, there was a background check because I do so much work with the NFL. I had to put down any ownership of sports teams. I actually put that down on the form.
Part owner. I would, too. I would make a T-shirt. I'd brag about that a little bit. That's a big deal. Okay, so the final word here is that they would not only have to change laws for the city and the state, but then they'd have to get the NFL to change laws and get the agreement of everybody. It just, I don't understand it, Mark. Sometimes these things just don't make any sense. I don't understand why it's even being proposed.
But the answer, actually, that I do have an answer to.
Okay.
It's being proposed so that Cardenas can get some publicity.
Okay.
That is what it's being proposed for. There is no other reason.
But it's backfiring because this is not good publicity. People are like, what are you thinking? There are other things to worry about. That's what I'm saying, Mark. I thank you for your time. You are absolutely expert on this stuff. And thank you, Mark.
My pleasure, Anna.
Talking some sense into things for us there. Mark Gannis is his name. He has consulted with NFL teams. He's a sports marketing guy, highly respected, based right here in the city of Chicago.